Hey, E, you look like a question mark, which leads me to today's video. I'm going to teach you something that you already know. And I'm betting you're thinking, well, if I know it, why am I watching? You're going to stick around and find out within the next 20 minutes. I'm going to teach you four words: how, why, where, and when. And I'm going to try to teach you how to understand how to structurally use it, to better use it in your conversations, anything you write, and business meetings and whatnot, okay? Because yes, you use them, but understanding the context, and that's what we talk about, context, that's a big word, to create greater understanding and communication will double your English. So let's go to the board and get it done, shall we? All right, so I already told you what the words are, and I'm sure if you know that, you already know which ones I was talking about, yeah? So place is going to be what? Let's see, what place would it be? We got place here, to, and I'm going to say, what would place be? Place is to, we're going to go here, and it's going to be where. Okay? Where something takes place, and I've got to be honest, I've had conversations with people where they don't think context is important, they just tell you something, and they don't put you to sleep, because you just don't care, or you're just confused, because you just don't understand. So yes, I'm explaining words you know, but where is important. Where something takes place, whether it be in your dining room at home, okay, or somewhere at work, or on a field of combat. You know, I was talking to my friend the other day about sausages. Yeah. Well, we were fighting the gorillas in the jungle. Whoa, gorillas in the jungle. What the? Context matters. Where it happens matters. Okay, so these are one of the elements you want to put in a conversation or something you're writing to give greater understanding to the person you're speaking to or communicating with. I'm going to hammer that home. So even though you know this, you're going to start thinking structurally where to put it. Okay? So where matters. Now, what's another thing that matters? And when we talk about context, these are the first two words that you should be introducing in a speech or something written. And if you haven't figured it out, I'll tell you. Because we're going to look at time, okay? And time is when. If you're probably hearing a monsoon go behind me, yeah. So context here is I'm going to rush this video so I can stay alive. Because you know where I am, in the middle of a monsoon. And when? It's happening now. Jokes, but yeah, a bit stormy. So we talked about where and when. Time is important. For example, I told you we were in the jungle fighting when we talked about sausages. But when was that? Is that now? Was that yesterday? Or will that be in the future? Okay. Giving time gives a certain sense of urgency to the communication. Or it can make you relaxed. Because when something takes place is almost as important as when. And these two things have to go together for clear communication to other people. In fact, in the concept of active listening or giving or responding, one of the things they say is when you talk to someone, you want to talk about, you want to communicate, especially bad news. You want to say when it happened. Exactly. Yesterday, when you spoke to me, where it happened, when you spoke to me in the office. These are the first two I've just hit right here. And that's why I'm saying, oh yeah, well, I know this one. But do you use it properly? Because active listening is a high form of communication. And by breaking these down, and that's why I said you're going to be able to better communicate something you know with greater understanding, okay? Because it creates what's called context. So the person listening, once again, I said I would hammer it, is aware and understands what you're trying to say to them, right? When you tell me yesterday, my mind goes, okay. When we were in the office, I know where, and my brain goes, oh, okay, I understand now. I'm there. The other two will help get the person to understand how you feel or what their behavior, what they did, affected you or others, right? But we'll get to that in a second. So now, we did one down, right? So we're talking about we got our time, okay? So we have time, and where's my time? I got time, and that's when, 1-1, right? So one down was when. Okay, now let's go to two. We got two across, right? So two was where. We got where, place, right? So where. And what is our number three? Reason. Reason. Okay. Why? you know the word why. And if we know time and we know place, we want to know why something happened. Yeah? Because I can tell you the story, like we were, where were you yesterday or 2 years ago? When we were in the jungle, where? Eating and talking about sausages, you're probably going to say, okay, you were under fire. Why were you talking about sausages? What was the reason? And it could be because my buddy and I, Mr. E, it's our last meal. I go, remember the last meal we had? Those sausages? Yeah, they were good. We're going to die now. That's the reason we were talking about it in such a deadly situation. That adds to the context. Why did something happen, right? More serious note, you're driving down the street. You see the police and people in an accident. You know where it happened, just where it happened on the street, when it happened just recently. But why did it happen? There is a very big difference for the reason. Why did it happen? If someone had a heart attack and crashed into someone versus they were drinking and driving, you're going to have a very different reaction to what you should think should happen to that person, right? Context matters. Reason matters. So now we're going to go here. So what's our number three across? Why? Why did it happen? Why? Okay. Now, here's the last one, and I like this last one because it's going to go into our bonus, so it's over here. This is one that people think of, you know, okay, well, how? Just how. And how, where is my little how? How, okay, when we talk about what, how we talk about the process, okay? That's a very big word, process, because it also doesn't talk about magnitude. Magnitude, process? This little word here, notice it doesn't follow the pattern of WWW. It's got its own look, and there's a reason why, because it is so much more than just that word. How? We can talk about magnitude, like how large something is. Process, the way in which it was done. It's a very versatile word, and I'm going to go from here, which as I said, and how, that gives us to the story. You might go the step by step. We know the reason why, okay? We know where and when, but how, like what events took place for this to happen, right? Maybe the person, when we talked about the driving, had the heart attack. How? Because they were under great stress and they lost control of their car and they hit someone. Or how did they happen? The person who was drinking wasn't paying attention and they hit someone. So that's how. So we put all that together and we get a greater ability to get understanding into other people or communication. Yeah? I'm glad you stuck around because now I got a couple other things I want to throw at you so you don't think, oh, that's it. No. We have something more. I'm like a game show. And then there's more. Now, we talked about how, okay? I need to give you a little bit more on that. So this word can talk about quantity. What? Told you. So it's not just an interrogative adverb as in just, you know, like where, when, and you get a one-word answer. This one can add so much information, right? Because one of the things about an interrogative adverb is to give more information to the verbs we're talking about, all right? So with how, we can talk about quantity, like how much time do you need? Oh, sorry, I put two together. Ooh, look at that. But how much money do you need? How much room do you need? So I can talk about quantity, the number. I can talk about intensity. How difficult is it? How difficult? What's the difficulty? Is it, you know, how bright is it? All of a sudden, I'm talking about the strength of something. Very versatile word. And something you've probably thought, oh, I know this. I'm going, hey, let's add to that knowledge. And time, how much time do I need? It's a quantity, but remember we talked about time as itself as a concept gives context. We can even use this word to modify a basic word like time. So we don't say when time, we say how much time, right? Because when might be the specifics. This gives us a more broad understanding of how much time. Is it a year, 2 years, 1 year? Well, this will tell us when, will tell us future, present, past. This gives us a bit more, we can play with it. Another thing I want to give you from the bonus is this, because I talked about modified verbs. Well, when you use these words, when you say, when are you, you'll notice I said, when are you, where are you, and what's another one, how is, all of these are followed by a verb. So when you use these interrogative verbs, you want to follow it up with a verb. Now, when I talked about this, when I said how much, it's a little different, but I said it has greater powers, but it follows the same kind of rules. We want to use verbs after the adverb. We'll use interrogative questions so we know what the form it is, right? So where is, how are, why are, okay? we want to remember that when we use the word how, it's not just a simple question. We can use it to broaden information by saying how many, how much. I'm trying to think of how much time, right? We talked about time. I just want to hit that. Or how bright is it? How much work is it? Okay. We've talked about how we can use place and time to give basic context, and we can expand on the meaning of that by giving the reasons and the way in which it happened. And this is what we called active listening, which is, they do it in psychology and whatnot, to give greater depth of understanding of a topic or subject. Now, I hope this lesson was of great use to you, because I'm sure it was. We're going to give you some time to see how much you learned from this lesson as we go to a quick quiz. Are you ready? Okay, and we're back. So we talked about interrogative adverbs, all right? And I said to you, it's going to seem like a basic lesson. I even gave you what they were, but I tried to show you how we use these words to enhance communication and to test your knowledge, not about how or why, where or when, but to test your actual knowledge and when to use them. We're going to go to the board, do a quick quiz of things I just told you, and hopefully you get perfect on this because you understand and I've mastered it. If not, maybe you should watch it again, because sometimes we think we know something and a refresher isn't a bad thing at all. Okay. And a refresher means to go back and then look at it again to make, help my recall or remember. So let's go to the first one. Which two words do you need for basic context? Okay. And I told you, sometimes people don't think about it. They think because they've spoken that people will understand. And so many times a person can get lost because they don't know these two important pieces of information. So what do you think it will be? That's right. I told you where and when. People drop these two pieces of information because they assume that because it's in their head, that you have it as well. And that's not always the case. What about this next question? What type of communication requires you to give where, when, how, and how for great communication? And I told you this, I think I repeated it at least three times. You can always go back to the video and check to see if I said it twice or three times. But I know I said it at least three times, I think I did. Okay. And I told you psychologists use this and great communicators use this. It's called active listening. You might go, well, these are questions. How are you listening? Well, when you're doing the speaking portion of acting listening, they usually say to you, you want to tell a person when something happened, where it happened, and how it made other people feel to get across true communication, right? You can even add what was said, but that's another thing. Number three, which interrogative adverb can be used for quantity or intensity? And I told you this was the most versatile one of the ones I gave you, right? Which one? Yeah. How? You're so used to using how, like how are you? How is your mother? How did this go? That it never, half the times we don't stop and think we can use it to say how much, how intense, how difficult. Increasing our language skills, using more of our language, and also getting greater amount of information given back to us. And that's very helpful in communication, instead of just, how are you, right? How difficult was the job you had to do, right? And the last one we have is this, the interrogative adverb that tells you process. And we go back here. How? Once again, this is going to tell us the process, how you did it, step by step. How did you make your money? Here's the step by step by step. But here we can talk about the intensity or quantity, so it shows how versatile it is. And those last two questions show me how smart you are, because I'm sure you got them all right. Okay. I do have homework for you, because what is a lesson without homework? You go to school, you got to get your homework. And in this particular case, what I want you to do is create a question that talks about intensity in the comments. I've given you a couple of examples. You know which interrogative adverb you're supposed to use. Put it in the comments. You get a thumbs up. And if you get, let's see, you do this one every time you get a thumbs up from other students saying you did a good job, that will be worth 10 points. Let's see how well you can do and how creative you guys can be. That's what I want to give you for homework. If you want to throw in a couple of the other ones, where and when, and show something demonstrating active listening, right? That would be fantastic. Anyway, we've got a great community. Participate, because that's how you'll learn and grow and help others. And I'm going to get going, but you can go to www.ing.com to watch other videos with other great teachers and other lessons and ones that I teach as well. I look forward to seeing you soon, okay? Don't forget to subscribe. Ciao.